From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, if you're against Scottish independence, would you boycott Scotch if tomorrow Scots vote to break away from the UK?
I'll believe that one when I see it. But first to Capitol Hill, where the House is preparing to vote on a bill called the Continuing Resolution to Fund the Government until after the midterm elections, right into December. It is expected to pass, and Senate leaders say they're optimistic it'll pass in the upper chamber this week as well. But it's not the temporary spending bill that's getting all the attention and debate on Capitol Hill. It's an amendment to that bill that would give the president the authority to have the U.S. military arm and train moderate Syrian rebels to combat ISIS. Today, President Obama spoke from MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, to rally support around that plan, which he laid out last week.
Our armed forces are unparalleled and unique. And so when we got a big problem somewhere around the world, it falls on our shoulders. And sometimes that's tough. But that's what sets us apart. That's why we're America.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us from Capitol Hill with more on this. And Tamara, what else did the president have to say today?
You know, the remarks started out almost like a rally. He was in a gymnasium with about 1,200 service members, and it really did have the feel of a rally, of building support. There was hooting and cheering, and really building support for this strategy that he has rolled out. And at one point, he repeated something similar to something he said before about ISIS, the Islamic State. He said, "You will find no safe haven. We will find you eventually." And the room just broke out into cheers. He also made a very firm commitment, basically looking in the eyes of people who could be sent into action, saying, "I will commit to you that we will not fight another ground war like the Iraq war was." Once again, trying to make it clear that he has no interest in an extended ground engagement of sending in ground troops.
Well, and I want to get to that in a few minutes. But first, let's talk about what's happening where you are on Capitol Hill and this rare bit of bipartisan agreement in the House and Senate. Kind of unusual that both houses are expected to pass a bill to fund the government.
Absolutely. It's funny. Nobody's even really talking that much about the part of this bill that will fund the government. You know, this time last year, we were on our way to a government shutdown that ultimately happened and lasted 17 days over the very same kind of temporary, let's just keep the government open for a little while kind of a bill. Now, they're barely even talking about it, and they absolutely expect without any difficulty to pass a bill keeping the government open and functioning only through December. Then they'll come back and work on something a little bit longer term. But this is a, you know, sort of a classic congressional punt where they, you know, the term kick the can down the road, which I hate. But that's what they're doing. They're putting off bigger decisions and not having a big fight about it.
But what about this amendment that would fund the arming and training of Syrian rebels? Not everyone in the House and Senate are in agreement on that. We just spoke with Senator Begich from Alaska the other day, a Democrat, who says he doesn't agree with that idea.
Oh, and there are many people. It's interesting. There's both bipartisan unity in support of it, and there's also bipartisan unity against it. Now, they don't necessarily agree on the reasons why they're opposed, but this is not going to be a slam dunk vote overwhelmingly passed. There are a whole lot of people who have a whole lot of concerns about this idea of arming Syrian rebels. Earlier today on the Senate floor, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who's a Democrat, said, "I'm afraid that a few years from now, we'll be up here talking about the next threat, the next terrorist group, and they're going to have the weapons that we gave to the Syrian rebels." There's a lot of concern about the strategy and specifically about arming folks who, you know, it's not entirely clear who all the good guys are in Syria.
Well, let's talk about that strategy. And you brought this up that yesterday the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee, and he alluded to the possibility that boots on the ground would be necessary down the road. Today, though, President Obama was very clear in saying that would not happen. Let's listen.
"As your commander-in-chief, I will not commit you and the rest of our armed forces to fighting another ground war in Iraq. After a decade of massive ground deployments, it is more effective to use our unique capabilities in support of partners on the ground so they can secure their own country's futures. And that's the only solution that will succeed over the long term."
So what about that, Tamara? Because there are many people saying you can't just do this with airstrikes and you can't just do it with rebel fighters on the ground.
And I think it's also important to talk about what General Dempsey actually said. What he said was, I think this strategy is going to work, but if it doesn't, there may come a time when I might have to recommend to the president that ground troops be sent in. What he wasn't saying is that right now he's recommending it. But that is a debate that's happening in Congress. Some people are very afraid of the idea of sending ground troops in. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi in the House, who is urging fellow Democrats to vote in favor of arming the Syrian rebels, said that if Congress was asked to send in ground troops, she would absolutely vote no. And she's pretty sure every Democrat would vote along with her in that direction. But there are many people like Senator John McCain and other Republicans, especially, who say we need to seriously consider sending in ground troops, or at least have the possibility, not foreclose on that possibility, or at least be able to send in special forces to do limited operations. Though it seems kind of clear to me that the Obama administration believes they already have the authority to do that kind of thing, which they did in an attempt to save James Foley, though that obviously was not a successful mission.
NPR's Tamara Keith on Capitol Hill. Tamara, thanks.
You're welcome.